Ellison had guards throw him into a cold, dank jail cell filled with petty thieves and drunks rounded up that night. His detective ascot sat in a corner, his teeth chattering. Pinkerton finally convinced a friendly guard to deliver a note from him to Scott. About 8:30 the next morning, Ellison and four guards took Pinkerton to the home of the assistant war secretary, who had sent an order to the captain to bring his prisoner to him. Scott took Pinkerton into a room by himself and listened to the detective's account of what transpired the night before. He then tapped a bell on his table to have a servant bring in Ellison. "Did you see anyone last evening who is inimical to the cause of the government?" the assistant secretary asked the officer. "No, sir," the captain answered, his face flushed as he stole a quick glance at Pinkerton. "I have seen no person of that character." "Are you quite sure of that?" Scott sternly inquired. "I am, sir." "In that case, Captain, you will please consider yourself under arrest." Pinkerton's men searched Ellison's room and found enough evidence to convince them he had been feeding the enemy information through Greenhow. He was quickly packed off to Fort McHenry, which served as a military prison in Baltimore, to keep him from tipping off Rose. For about a week, Pinkerton had a five-man detail watching Greenhow's home around the clock, regarding who entered and left, and following her when she ventured out for walks. It did not take long for friends to warn her and for Greenhow herself to notice that brutish-looking men, who should have been more skilled in shadowing suspects, were lurking about her neighborhood and trailing her. Greenhow, who made a game of losing her tail, signaled to her operatives to be careful, but still had them courier her information south in coded letters. Finally, Pinkerton, with Lewis and other detectives behind him, arrested Greenhow on her doorstep on August 23rd, as she returned home from a New York trip. Pinkerton identified himself as E.J. Allen. Greenhow, who was bigoted to the core, wrote later that the detective was an impertinent German Jew, leading a pack of bloodhounds.